Former Hanover selectman Viola Ryerson is running for a term in the office she once held, and she joins us this morning to discuss her campaign. Ms. Ryerson, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dan, for having me. I appreciate this time to introduce myself. Yes, I was a selectman for 9 years and chair for 3 years, from 1997 until 2006, when I got off the board and ran for state senate. How are you today?
Doing well. So why do you want to be a selectman once again?
I feel that this is the time for me to return to the board. This is a very important time in the town of Hanover. We've become a very dynamic community. We are a magnet for development. I want to make sure to do my part to make sure that development equals the desires and the character of the town, and that we don't overuse our water and other municipal services in that effort.
Speaking along those lines, you've been very vocal regarding concerns you have had over the Hanover Crossing project. Will that continue to be a major focus for you?
That's dependent on the project itself. We are having a water crisis right now. We have changed the way we filter our water. And a lot of people, I've been walking neighborhoods for several weeks now, talking to people outside their homes. It's a wonderful experience. And many times I hear concern about our water quality, about the chemicals being used to filter it, that we can't use for fish or people who have kidney problems. People want to know what's going to happen there. If we overdevelop, we won't have a water supply that's sufficient, and that puts us at more peril, and it also impacts our real estate values. So, yes.
All right. So now, a major issue that communities across the South Shore and, well, across the country and even the world have been dealing with is the COVID-19 pandemic. What, especially the after effects of that, what would be your approach to dealing with this?
My background in health includes retirement as a professional pharmaceutical representative. I'm a nurse. I also am licensed in the state of Massachusetts to teach health. And so I have a diverse and full background, probably the best to bring onto that board. I think we need to be watchful. A lot of people that I've talked to in the past few weeks are concerned. They're very concerned that they're not going to be able to go to work and also stay home and watch children because of school closings. We're in quite a crisis. Hopefully there will be a vaccine or there will be other mitigating factors that will help us deal with this COVID-19 virus. And never mind the economic impacts of that. So I believe that all of our response to the virus is dependent on what the CDC says and what we hear from state officials and how we are guided to effectively prevent loss of life and illness for all ages in the Hanover community and elsewhere.
All right. Quickly, where can people go to learn more about your campaign?
They can go to voteryerson.com. I'd love to talk to them. I've already talked to many, many people in the several weeks I've been walking neighborhoods. I think that's very important for a candidate.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dan. You have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.